Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-workers, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program, a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. Thank you for joining us this evening. We've got a great show planned for you. Tonight we're going to be talking about a friend, a servant of God, that is, a servant of God and a friend to man. Father, we invite you into the presence of this programming. Please be with your servant and the people who are listening. Help the message to be enlightful to all those that are listening, that they will benefit in Christ. I'm going to pray and thank you. Amen. All right. A servant of God and a friend to man. What does that mean? You know, oftentimes people have different interpretations of different things that they want things to mean from the scripture. You can certainly go to various scriptures and get one's own interpretation, or you can study and get the interpretation of others, but it still comes down to your own understanding and interpretation of what you believe it means. Now, in some Bibles, you know, the Bible talks about a servant of God and a friend to man. For me, it means a servant of God, you know, to serve God, to worship God, to praise God, to be a son or daughter, to be a servant of God, to be a son, a daughter of God, a servant of God, one who goes out and serves as an ambassador for God, one who leads out for God. King James Version tells us in Acts 3:25, "Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our father, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall the kindreds of the earth be blessed." Servants of God. Abraham was a servant of God, someone who worshiped God, someone who had faith in God, someone who believed in God. So these are all things that become vitally important. Acts 3:26, "To you first, God having raised up his servant, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning every one of you away from his iniquities." So we have different things that are taking place when it comes to being a servant of God. You know, the question becomes, how do you interpret being a servant of God? I believe a servant of God for me means being able to go out and spread the gospel, being able to go out and help others, to do those things that God has commissioned us to do, to serve as an ambassador for God. You know, a servant, one who serves God, one who worships God, one who kneels to God, one who prays God, and then a friend to man, because you're a servant of God, you want to go ahead and you want to please God. You want to be able to do things that you feel that God wants you to do. You want to be led by God. You want to be blessed of God. You want to please God. So you're going to try to do everything that you possibly can to ensure that he finds favor with you. And I think that becomes vitally important when we talk about being a servant of God and a friend to man. So I want you to keep that in mind. When you talk about being a servant of God and a friend to man, so, you know, the question becomes, what are you doing for God? You know, what are we doing for God? What are you doing for God? Are you worshiping him? Are you praising him? Are you his servant, a servant of God, one who goes out and spreads the gospel? Are you doing those things, you know, preaching the gospel, letting God know, you know, showing right off that, you know what, God, I'm really trying my best to be this person that you have called your servant. Are you a servant of God? Are you doing things that would be pleasing to God? You know, and the question might be, well, I can't do certain things because I'm not a perfect being. I don't want to disappoint God. Well, that's a very good thought, but I don't think that, you know, I think God looks at our heart. I think he looks at our intent, and he knows that our hearts are weak. He knows that we're frail. He created us. No one knows us better than the Creator. He's done all of this to create us, and, you know, he's asking for us to be a servant. You know, he's called certain people. Many are called, but few are chosen. Some he's called to be a servant, you know, to go out, to spread his gospel, to do different things. That's what God has in store for the ones he's called to be his servants, to spread that gospel. So that becomes vitally important, and I'd like you to keep that in mind. It becomes vitally important in terms of keeping that in mind, because this is what God would have his servants to be doing, to worship him, to praise him, to serve as ambassadors, to go out and spread the gospel according to Jesus Christ. So that's what we need to be thinking in terms of, how we're going to be able to please God in terms of that. Now, being a friend, you know, the Bible talks about a servant of God and a friend to man. Being a friend to man. So being a friend, you know, when you think about it, if you have a friend, and that friend, and a lot of times people use that term loosely, because when people are not really your friend, you're still saying, friend, this is my friend. When you, friend to me is very special. And if you think about it, oftentimes there are people who don't have a lot of friends, what's really considered to be true friends. They may not have as many friends as they think they do. What they may be calling friends may, in fact, only be associates. So, you know, we have to look in terms of that, how we use the word friend. But I'm thinking, if you really have a friend, if that friend is meaningful to you, if that friend is someone that you love, someone that you care about, you know, their welfare, their well-being, that friend is somebody that you really want to just say, well, you know what, I'm concerned about my friend. I'm concerned about their health. I'm concerned about their well-being, their welfare. I'm just concerned about that friend. I want to know that my friend is doing okay. My friend is eating. My friend is in a healthy relationship. You know, it doesn't mean that you're trying to control their lives, but you want to be a friend. Am I there when my friend needs me to talk to me? Am I there to extend a hand? You know, if my friend needs to borrow some money, is it that type of friendship? You know, a friend. And even Jesus says, henceforth, no longer I call you servants, but from here I call you friends. So there's a lot of things that goes with that word friend, a friend. And I caution people when they say that they're talking about their friend, you know, a friendship. Because friends, that term I think is used loosely. I think it's used very loosely. A servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes, which are, you know, I mean, there's various scriptures out here about the Bible talking about friendship. And I think that that becomes important to look at this. So there's two things here that I want you to get, if you don't get anything else. And one is, I want you to recognize that we're talking about a servant of God. We're talking about that, a servant of God. And the other one is a friend to man. So we've got the two things, a servant of God, you know, that ambassador, that person who God can count on to go out and spread the gospel, preach the word, and so forth and so on. And then you've got a friend to man. And it may not even be suggesting that it's only to your friend. Friend to man, meaning friend to humanity, friend to mankind, by being your brother's keeper. Yes, I want to venture out there and even say that. By being your brother's keeper, that can also be part of what we're talking about here. Being your brother's friend to man. Now, keep in mind how serious it is when you consider yourself to be a friend or to have a friendship or what you would hope how somebody treats you that calls themselves your friend. Now, if God is saying a servant of mine and a friend to mankind whom I've created, then he's looking at you to be that person that it will be out there concerned about your brother, concerned about your sister, concerned that they're eating, that they're sleeping, that their welfare is good. That's what God wants. He wants to know that you are his servant, you know, that he can count on, that when humanity is going through some injustices, God wants to know that he can count on you to go out there. And he will lead you, that you will depend on him leading and directing your steps. God wants to be able to depend on you to know that you will take on the task, that you will do what you need to do, and he will lead you, that you will have faith, and that you will trust him all throughout, and know that he will look out for you, and that he will lead you, that he will guide you in spirit and in truth. God wants to know that. He wants to know that, that you're willing. And let me tell you, I know that we know that God is omniscient. He knows it all. But everything, in my opinion, in my observation of how things work, has been a test. And will we pass the test? That becomes the question. You know, are we capable of passing the various tests, the tests that God puts before? You know, that becomes a serious question. Are we capable of passing various tests? There have been people who were before us that, yes, have passed these tests. You know, so possible. Anything is very possible and doable. If we believe, if we really truly believe, then it is possible, it is doable, and God can see us through. I'm telling you, he can truly, truly see us through. So I want you to have that faith. I want you to believe in God. I want you to know that he's there with you, and he will send you out there. But I want to know if you are willing to be that one who will have the faith in God, that will be that servant of God, that friend to humanity. Will you be that one? You know, that one that God is calling on. Will you be that one? So when we can say that I will be that one, then I believe we can then say, you know what, God, I know that that you will bless me, that you will order my steps, that I will go forward in your name with your blessings. And so if you're that person, you know, ask God to test your heart. Ask God if he would let you know, lead you. And I think that that's something that we have to do on a daily basis, is ask God to order our steps on a daily basis. You know, order our steps, you know. And I believe he will. I believe God will, or he will direct our steps, you know, and the Bible talks about that. God orders our steps of when we depend on him, when we trust in him, and I know that he does. And that needs to be our daily prayer, not just one prayer, but that needs to be a daily prayer that we have. God, order my steps, you know, that lead me along the path of righteousness. Yes, I do believe that we have to be led along the path of righteousness because we're so involved in so many things. We get distracted every day, day in and day out. And I think it becomes vitally important that we ask God to lead us, to guide us in spirit and in truth. And I believe that God will do that. I believe that God will do that. And I know he will. And so that needs to be your prayer, as I said, on a daily basis, that God will lead you, that God will direct you, that he will order your steps. The Bible tells us that the prayer of the righteous prevaileth much, and that a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. So if you want it, you can ask for it. You can ask for that. Hey, I believe that we all should find something in life that we can say, you know what, I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference in this capacity. I want to make a difference in the world by leaving something of a legacy so that people can say, well, you know what, this person made a difference. And I think that that's what it becomes all about. This person made a difference. You know, they were a true friend of God, a servant. They were a servant of God and a friend to man. That person made a difference. That person's life was changed. That person's life was altered as a result of their belief in God. And I think that that becomes so important. I really do. I believe that that becomes so important as we take on the Word of God, as we take on certain characteristics that we're looking forward to being with God and walking with him daily. You know, we've talked in this show about having a closer walk with God. We've been doing this broadcast now, going on over three, I believe it's now we're into our third year. And God has not run out of things to help us with. He has not. Because I think the thing that we need to do is to be faithful. To be faithful. And how do you be faithful? You continue to walk each day, one day at a time. One day at a time. One day at a time. The Bible tells us in John that Jesus tells us, let me find the scripture for you and give you that one, John 15:15. He says, then this comes from the New International Version, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. And see, friends, they know what's going on with each other. They keep in touch. They communicate. And that's what establishes the friendship. You know, they keep in touch. And that's a very good thing. And so Christ says in John 15:15, he says, I no longer call you servants. He's chosen to call you friends. So that's what we have. We have friends of God, of Jesus Christ. And so this becomes so important. And so I want you to keep that in mind, that this is what we're doing. We are friends of Jesus Christ, and it is so important. So that's what I'd like you to take a look at, you know, as you go through your different challenges in life, as you go through the different things that you think about, as you study God's Word. I want you to always be looking at the fact that, you know what, that God has called you to be a servant. And he's also, Jesus says, I no longer call you servants, but a friend. And so don't be confused. Don't be confused. Look at it from the perspective that Christ has called you to be a friend. God is saying a servant of God and a friend to man. And I think that that is so important. I really do. I think it is so important that we know what God requires of us. And so when we can look at that and when we know that, we know then that we have the very thing that God has in store for us and planned for us. I trust that this program is really being a blessing to you. I trust that you're really learning something from it, that you're getting information that you feel that God is blessing you with. I certainly hope and trust that there's important things that you're learning. I really do. You know, I do. And I hope that you are taking the time out to share this with other people. I really do. I think that that becomes so important, that you take time out to share with other people what God has blessed you with. And I think that once we can do that, we will know that God sets the pace, that God sets the tone for things. And I think that that's what we need to be mindful of at all times, that God sets the pace, God sets the tone. And I think that when we can do that, we will know then that, you know what, God is having his way. God is having his way. And that's what we need to know, that God is having his way, because God sets the tone, God sets the pace. And when we can trust God to be setting the pace, then we will know that we're on course. And so tonight, I encourage each one of you all to put your hand in God's hand. Put your thoughts with God's thoughts. Put your mind with God's mind. Seek God and be blessed. Because I think that that's the route to take. Seek God and be blessed. And pray that prayer daily that you can walk closer with the God of the universe, the creator of humanity. When we learn to do that, I think it's then that we realize that God is for us and no one can be against us. I praise God for all of his blessings. I really do. And you know, I've oftentimes had difficulty wondering if we could ever live a perfect life. I've wondered about that, if we could live a perfect life. And I say, you know what? I think that we can try. That's the best that we can do. We can try to live a perfect life. But I think that it's going to take us understanding that we have to be the root. That's what it is. We have to be the root. And that's what it is. So when you're thinking that, it's open. When you're thinking that you can't, when you're thinking that you can't, ask God for strength. Ask God for strength, and he will give you that. And walk with him. Purpose in your heart that, you know what, God, I'm going to walk with you. Purpose in your heart that, you know what, God, I'm going to trust you. Purpose in your heart that, God, I want to live for you. I want to be victorious in you. All of these things, you know, you're asking him. You're pleading with him. You're reckoning with him. And you're trusting him. God, I want to live for you. I want to be that person that you would have me to be. Order my steps. You know, and as you're blessed on this program, I'm going to encourage you to tell others about the program and about how the blessings that you're receiving. Because you know what, when you have good news to share with someone, you don't just want to hold it for yourself. you want to tell someone, that's what God expects of us. So keep that in mind. Then, you know, you want to help somebody else. That's what it's all about. It's about helping and sharing, because the old saying is that sharing is caring. And that's what you want to do. That's what we're on this planet for, to share. But it seems oftentimes that we got it so wrong. We really do, because we don't seem to want to really care about our fellow man. We don't really seem to want to care and show love for our brothers and our sisters. We just want to be so caught up into the things that are important to us. And it's not even like looking out for your fellow man. Well, I've got mine, you get yours. That's the attitude that we start to take on. Is that a Christ-like attitude? Is it really? Is it an attitude that God wants you to have? I don't think so. That's a selfish attitude. And selfishness has no favor with the God of heaven. It just doesn't. Because that's not what God has in store for us. That's not what God has planned for us. So those things don't work. They just do not. And so when I tell you that God has something special for you, something special for you to do, something special for you to be that servant, something special for you to be that one that goes out there and recognize yourself as a servant, you know, being to God and then a friend to man. That's what he has. That's what he has. He has something for all of us. And you know what? Every one of us is special. Every one of us are created in his image. We may not always act like that, but we are. We're all created in his image and in his goodness. And so if you want to really, really show that you are, if you really want to show God that you are very serious about what it is you're doing, then you will really, really, truly want to show God that, hey, God, you know what? I don't have it perfect right now, and I don't know if I will, but I say, God, I'm asking you that if you would, order my steps. Help me to be that person that you would have me to be. Then God can bless you. He will. I don't think that God will leave you out there as one. I don't think he'll leave you out there as one who would, be blinded. And so with that in mind, I trust this program has been a blessing to you. Ask God for what you want. Ask him for what you want. And trust him that he will give it to you if it be his will. And that should be your. So I trust this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. And if it has, please, I encourage you to share this message with someone. Pick up the phone, give them a call. And I'll tell you this. You can join us next week, next Tuesday, for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. It's all about relationships. If you choose to bypass next Tuesday, then join us next Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Until then, I say to my listening audience around the world, trust God. Good night, God bless, and thank you, God.